Okay, welcome to Salcedo Paranormal. It is October 4th, 2021. And today I will be talking about haunted caves and mines. As always, you can catch all the episodes on my podcast page. And that is salcedoparanormal.podbean.com. And that is S-A-L-S-I-D-O, paranormal.podbean.com. And there you can find links to all my social media and ways to donate to the podcast. My email as well, which is salcedoparanormal@gmail.com. Donations go, they're never expected, but always appreciated, as there are costs from time to time for, and monthly for, doing any kind of a podcast, so definitely appreciated. So tonight, it's going to be more of an overview of several locations, and then we'll do... look into different ones as individual episodes at some point in the future. This will probably be a ongoing, on again, off again series of streams on this. Kind of like I did with the Haunted Theaters trilogy. Although I'm not going to be doing these all in a row, just to keep things interesting. Also, just because I've, with some help from friends, I've figured out how to record the voices from other people on here with me now, so I can actually do interviews and in future shows, not tonight, but in other shows, I can have listeners that are here in the stream with me, I can have them unmute themselves, and we can have discussions about things whenever we're reading stories or however it goes. It's good to see the Night Stalker in the chat. We will be doing an interview with him at some point soon. Still working on the exact date, but that's not a problem. And that was a big part of why I wanted to do this, because I tried to do an interview with him once before, and the stream heard everything, the people in the chat heard everything, and I heard everything, but not everything was recorded, so that was a problem. So, but that's been fixed as far as I can tell, and so I'm really happy about that, because I don't want this show to just be me talking all the time. It's going to happen, especially for a lot of these topic-based shows. But, still, I don't... That's not what this is about, really, for me. So, anyway, we can get to this. I'll just be, reading through parts, and skimming through parts of some articles here that I found online. And we'll just talk about what's in the articles and go from there. So Logan, my cat, is also here. A lot of times people can't hear her through the headset, but I always like to mention that just in case any sounds do get through. She's, of course, demanding my attention right now. So, even though I'm really trying to read an article here, but at least parts of it. So, but anyway. Let's wait until she gets off the chair, okay. She likes to sit on the, or walk around on the arm of my chair that I'm sitting in. But when I move the chair too much, she sometimes will lose her balance, so I don't like to do anything like that until she's off. So, anyway. There we go. So this article says haunted caves. And it has a quote here. It says, "The eye sees only what the mind is prepared to comprehend," which is an interesting quote. And it says, the quote is by Henry Bergson, B-R-G-S-O-N, excuse me. Anyway, that's an interesting quote. I think that can apply to a lot of paranormal things in general. So this article talks about how haunted caves are starting to draw the attention of paranormal investigators. Let me see here. This article, I don't know, this first sentence is not the best sentence, so that's why I was pausing here. But it says that caves have always been predicted a sense of mystery and a sense of intrigue among people that come in close proximity to them. And I kind of, yeah, I mean, I've always been interested in caves. I know there are other people that are interested in caves. Even if we don't get to go down in them, because the thing about caves is, unless they're like, they've already been made into popular tourist attractions, you really don't know what to expect. So, it can be dangerous for various reasons. And it talks about how caves are natural voids located throughout the world. And that there are many types of caves, including glacier caves, lava caves, solutional-based caves, I guess, is they're talking about, like, materials? I don't know. As well as corrosional-based caves, which I guess is the other kind of, I believe that refers to the materials in the land just kind of being eaten away by the environment, which is interesting. It says there, a lot of caves are usually cooler in temperature and have a high level of humidity, which we're getting back to water again, which can enhance paranormal activity. So that's interesting. I wonder how much that, if the humidity does help with that, or if it has to be actual liquid water. That's something to look into. People that have been brave enough to enter caves around the world have often come out with stories surrounding unexplained events and the paranormal. Let me see here. It talks a little bit about there have been many strange stories that have come from caves. And this is a very... This article is definitely more text than pictures. I'm trying to skim through it all and it's not making it the easiest. But it just talks about how caves are... people that do paranormal investigations are also interested in caves because of stories that they hear. It says that there are many theories surrounding the idea of ghosts in caves that are believed to be haunted. One theory is that more than one or more people have lost their life in a cave and apparently attached to the physical location. That's one idea. There's another thought that many people throughout history that could practice various types of religions would retreat to the dark caves in order to keep their rituals and services hidden from the outside world, and their spirits, or the spirits of those that they conjured, still are in those caves. That's an interesting thought. I could see that. Then there are people that believe that caves actually serve as portals to the spiritual plane. And they've even said that caves are portals from hell that allow demons to enter into the world, which is, I believe that's in more of a religious case, or at least religions, different religions. Seems like that's something that would come from that. I don't know for sure. And also, this kind of came up in the episode of Troubled Minds Radio that inspired me to look into this, that there are different definitions or different ideas of what hell actually is in different cultures. So that's interesting. But some caves actually have basically, and like, they have gases coming from them that are harmful to people if they take in too much of them. So, those are all interesting thoughts, ideas. Just looking at the chat here. Apparently, yeah, it's an. Huh, interesting. I didn't even know. The Night Stalker posted something in chat here. It's an image. I didn't even know. I guess it makes sense that something as popular as Scooby-Doo would have comic chapter books. And this one that he just posted a picture of is about
haunted cave.
Or at least that's one of the... Yeah, that's the story behind this one that he posted. If you want to be here and look at all these memes and GIFs that people post during the show, you really do need to join the Discord if you're just listening to this recording after the fact. You can always listen to the show after,
and I appreciate that too.
I'm not putting anyone down that doesn't get to make it to the live show, because everyone has things they have to do and different schedules. So I'm just saying, if you want to be part of the chat and be in the Discord. But, as is the case with so many things.
So.
Yeah, but let me get back to this article here, because we're already 15 minutes into this stream, which is pretty amazing. So then this article just has a list of basically haunted caves that are thought to be haunted. Of course, it mentions some major ones here that are pretty well known within the paranormal community, such as the Bell Witch Cave in Adams, Tennessee. And it says it's rumored to be one of the most haunted locations
in all of America.
Now, I always kind of... Those kind of claims are... hear that about a lot of places. Lots and lots of places. I think at this point it's almost a form of
advertising now
in a lot of cases. Not that that can't be true, but I'm just, guess I'm getting a little bit skeptical of a lot of claims at this point. As far as what place is most haunted, or least haunted, or all that fun stuff. But, it does have links here. But I think I'll just go over this list here real quick, and we'll see what happens from there. The next one it mentions is in Kent, England. And I'm not sure how to say this. Is it Chislehurst or Chislehurst? I think it might be Chislehurst. It has like I-S-L-E, like Isle. But it's C-H-I S-L-E-H-U-R-S-T. So, but this is a network of caves. Many unusual sounds and visual oddities have been experienced in these haunted caves, in this haunted cave system. Next one I have heard of. It's called the Mammoth Cave in Kentucky. And that, I'm pretty sure I have heard, is a well-known system. I believe there's even parts of it that are a tourist attraction. I can look into that more for another episode. It says there are several haunted legends of the Mammoth Cave in Kentucky. So it just gives three here. But, I'll move on to the other article I have on this subject. I think we'll save the haunted mines for another time at this point, because I'm already just finishing this first article, and I've got one more on this hot topic. Might as well push on to the next one. And like I said, we'll look into these individual places in other episodes later on. So, I'll post this next article here, and all these articles will be included in the show description and the podcast page. So, let me see here. I believe it mentioned some of the one or more of the same caves that the first article mentioned. But this article is called Nine Haunted Caves You Can Actually Explore, But You Probably Shouldn't. That's the title. So it starts off talking about how a lot of people, they just think of haunted houses, but not everyone thinks of haunted caves. That they could be home to different beings, not only ghosts, but just different creatures, different animals, maybe even different cryptids. I think that's definitely possible as well. So, let's see here. So, mentions a movie that I haven't seen. It's called The Descent. Might be the best illustration of Spelunking's unique horrors. And yeah, I can imagine that'd be scary. Trying to climb down or up rock faces inside a cave. I don't think I want to do that. I'm at this point, I'm going to say if I ever come to a cave system, I won't go in unless they have walkways and stairs and all that stuff already built into the thing. I'm not going to try to go in one if there's a chance that the ground could be suddenly just drop off before I have a chance to know that it did that. Then there I go. So, anyway. Now it starts this list of places. This first one I never heard of, but I want to check it out someday. It's called the Cave Hotel at the Grand Canyon Caverns. And, of course, the Grand Canyon, I've seen pictures of it online, never been there. So it says that it looks like the cave may have been discovered by Indians or by Native Americans at some point in the past. I'm sorry, I'm having trouble remembering the exact names or words people prefer, so I apologize for that. But it says even though it looks like people from before discovered the caves,
The original discovery was credited to Walter Peck in 1927. But it says obviously he wasn't the first to be there because he found the remains of two brothers who fell to the flue, which I guess is a shaft. Both brothers and even Peck himself are apparently some of the ghosts people claim to see there. Another source of paranormal activity there is the former manager, Gary Ringsby, who took his life in what's known as the bunkhouse back in the 1970s. People have reported distant sound of Native American chanting and shadowy figures dancing along the rocks. That's interesting. Other claims include whispering sounds, the elevator door opening and closing without cause, and the image of a person dangling from the top of a cavern. And then it mentions that are available. Of course, I don't know how accurate all that is now. So yeah, that's interesting. I hadn't heard that there was a cave system there. So the next one it mentions is one I've actually seen on TV. It's called the Hellfire Caves, and this is in the UK. Also known as the West Wycombe Caves. They form a network of chalk and flint caverns extending a quarter of a mile underground. And it says they were excavated by Francis Dashwood in the mid-1700s. Dashwood was also the co-founder of the Hellfire Club, a secret society said to have held meetings in the caves. And what's funny and interesting about that is that in Marvel Comics, there is a group that goes by that name in the X-Men group of comics. But, oh wow. Nice Tucker sharing some pictures here. Man of the Cave. Apparently they have. Yeah, so. Interesting. Yeah. So Derek just posted a picture of that. That's a group that, in one version or another, has been around in the X-Men comics since the 70s or 80s. I forget now which. But, yeah, so... Again, it just comes down to the people in the media and the entertainment industries taking things from real life and putting them into the comics in one way or another. Let's see here. This next one is called the Moaning Cavern, which is interesting. This one is Vallecito, California. It is named after the creepy moaning sound air makes within the cavern. Witnesses have also heard echoes of what sounds like a hammer knocking up against rocks. Because of this, the cavern is thought by some to be home of mythical leprechaun creatures known as Tommyknockers. Some believe these mischievous cave dwellers are spirits of those that perished in cave-ins, and they're knocking ones of imminent collapse. Others say that they're actually malevolent spirits whose knocking actually causes cave-ins. So that's interesting. So either they're warning of the cave-in, but then they could also be causing the cave-in that they're warning of. That's really interesting. It's like a circle right there. Others claim the cave is haunted by prehistoric people whose remains were discovered at the bottom of the cave. The other ghostly apparitions are gold miners that fell into the cave as well. There's supposedly a prehistoric saber-toothed tiger that fell through the cave. And some people claim to have seen that beast's ghost staring at them. That's a lot of things that are supposedly seen in that one cave. One of the large fangs is noticeably chipped, which locals speculate happened in the fall that finished the spectral tiger, now known as Chip. Okay. That's interesting. Mentions the Bewitch Cave again. This article does. Talks about how a farmer named John Bell moved his wife and kids to a farm along the Red River in northern Robertson County. The property also included a cave which became known as the Bewitch Cave, believed to be haunted by the spirit of a witch named Kate Batts, B-A-T-T-S, who felt that she was cheated by the Bells in the land purchase. And it says, strange animal sightings began as early as 1817. It really gets into the Bell witch story here. I think I'll save that, and we'll do that for an entire episode. Just because there's so much to unpack there. But, yeah, that cave is said to be haunted as well. Now, the next one it brings up is Mammoth Cave. And, here's something for the Night Stalker. It says, horror author H.P. Lovecraft's story, The Beast in the Cave, was inspired by this famously creepy Kentucky cave system, which I don't know if how well known that is, but that's interesting. The cave is as massive as its namesake implies. It might be the largest haunted cave in the United States, with about 400 miles of explored area. That doesn't count. Unexplored. Yeah, it says much of the cave system has not been explored. It says evidence suggests that historic people began mining the cave as far back as 4,000 years ago, and eventually used it to bury their dead. This went on for 2,000 years before they abruptly abandoned the cave. That's interesting. Cave cemetery. Wow, that's interesting. A cave cemetery almost. And it's not known what made them all run away from the cave, but it might have something to do with the plethora of ghost sightings that have happened over the years. After the War of 1812, the caves are sold off to, to mine, and people were sent to work and die in the caves to enslaved people. Apparitions of these enslaved people are often reported as well. And since 1839, there's a section that was converted into a makeshift tuberculosis village by a doctor who believed the purity of the cave's air would fight the infection and purify the patient's lungs, but apparently that didn't go as he wanted, and there are people that say that the spirits of those people are there as well. I could have just skipped that first article and just gone with this one. Oh well, I wasn't aware. Because this one again mentions the Chillhurst Caves in the UK. and talks about how the first record, wow, the first record of the system dates back to 1250 AD, I'm guessing. And the 22-mile network might be the work of generations of Druids, Romans, and Saxons. Interesting. Tour guides highlights the supposed Druid altars and the chilling but apocryphal tales surrounding the caves involving ritual sacrifices and cold-blooded slayings. It says screams, murmurs, children giggling, and footsteps are heard there. And it's not just ancient ghosts either. During the Blitz in World War II, over 5,000 Londoners took refuge in the caves at night. Naturally, modern locals report that those who lost their lives in the caves still haunt the tunnels. So, let's see how many I've left here. Because I might continue this next time. We'll see here. Three more caves it says to talk about here. I'll go over these. Might as well get this article done. I hate to stop when there's only three more to look into. I might not go into all the details, but I did link the article, so you all can check it out in greater detail. Lost our place. But, this is definitely... Okay, yeah. Yep. Like Snarker says that Lovecraft always pops up somehow. And yeah. After all the shows I've listened to with, just on these topics, yeah, he does pop up a lot, that's for sure. So, alright, so I'll get back to this article here. Okay, the next one is called The Cave of Sibyl, S-I-B-Y-L. One of the oldest known entrances to hell is the ancient Greek settlement of Cumae near what is now Naples. It's known as the Cave of Sibyl. And apparently, even birds won't fly over it. Wow. According to the legend, the oracle of the ancient priestess Sibyl guards this gateway and guides travelers on their descent into Hades. And of course it says that the place is a... kind of makes a joke that for such a famous place that's supposed to be so... a gate to such a scary place, it's a really popular tourist destination. Which happens. Now, that one was pretty fast, so that's good. This next one is the Wabasha Street Caves. So, apparently it's inside a building. But it's really a series of human-made caves in disguise. And it's in St. Paul, Minnesota. Built into sandstone caves along the Mississippi River. The caves were bored into that area to mine silica and have served many purposes since, acting as a speakeasy and a gangster hideout. Oh, there you go. Who knows what could happen there. Three gangsters were gunned down there in the early 1930s. Just as I was thinking that. And they can still be spotted lurking around inside the caves today. Ghostly sightings have leaked out of the caves and into an adjoining cafe where staff and customers have claimed to see the apparitions of a woman sitting at the bar with a man in a Panama hat. That's interesting. It says there's tours there as well. The next one is just called Robber's Cave. R-O-B-B-E-S, like a robber. This one is in Lincoln, Nebraska. It was once known as Pahuk Bluff, P-A-H-U-K, and served as a sacred meeting spot for the Pawnee Indians. The cave system beneath the bluff was where the Pawnee taught many traditional practices, like healing, animal powers, and the medicinal and magical value of plants and roots. Interesting. Nowadays, locals claim to hear the sounds of beating drums and chanting, as if the rituals are still being performed by the ghosts. There have also been reports of screams and moans emanating from the caves. The elaborate cave system was sealed for years, but can now be toured by the public. So, there we go. That's those articles. I think we'll stop there, but that was a lot of fun looking into those. I think there's a few of those that I wouldn't mind looking into more, seeing what more details I can get on them. And I still have two other articles on haunted mines. So, we'll get into those another time. Like I said, I'm thinking of, maybe we'll do the mines on Wednesday. And like I said in the chat earlier, I have, I want to do something special for Friday. So, but, now that I can record other people here in the server, so, I think that'll be it, but, that was very interesting, and, definitely have to look into that more, but, I think that'll be it for today, so thank you all for being here, and, talk to you all next time, and that will be Wednesday, at 8 p.m. Eastern, and or on the podcast page after that. So, thank you all, and I'll talk to you all next time. Have a good night.